With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Langley County Sheriff's Office is recommending theft and misconduct in office charges for the town of Ankle treasurer. The Sheriff's Office says it received a complaint from a town of Ankle board member. That person told deputies they believe the treasurer, 69-year-old Gary Keeper, was mishandling town money. During the investigation, the Sheriff's Office found Keeper was also treasurer for rural fire control. There were also concerns about the way he handled that money. Detectives from the Langley County Sheriff's Office say they traced thousands of dollars transferred from the town of Ankle and rural fire control accounts into various personal accounts owned by Keeper. To the state, the investigation has revealed more than $300,000 had been stolen. Online court records show Keeper is facing 9 felony charges related to theft in a business setting and misconduct in public office. He had his first court appearance scheduled yesterday afternoon. This weekend, the Winter's End Powwow takes place at the Forest County Pottawatomie Community Center in Crandon. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed previewed the event with one of the powwow committee chairs.
The Winter's End Powwow celebrates the arrival of a new spring with new life and a whole new palette of colors. That's how powwow committee chairwoman Courtney White describes it. It's being held in the Forest County Pottawatomie Community Center in Crandon. They have numerous drums, singers, craft vendors, food vendors, and it's open to the public.
For the dancers, this is kind of like a lifetime preparation thing. Like, usually when you want to decide to dance, it's at a real young age. And you'll see that actually out in the arena. You could tell the ones that have been doing this for a long time. They put their heart into it the way that they dance, and it's just so awesome to watch.
Organizers have been working hard behind the scenes.
Preparing for an event like this, it takes months, a lot of background work, trying to gather the dancers, flyers out, letting them know, hey, come celebrate with us, come join us.
White encourages anyone interested in attending to come, even if it's their first time at a powwow.
Very eye-opening, I guess you would say, to somebody who's never been to one before. Like the design, the way that they dance, the meaning of the dance, the colors, even like the way that we walk into the arena is a meaning. And just sit back and like take it all in.
This weekend, there'll be a number of different specials, including the Sweetheart Special, which is a male-female partner dance, a Junior's Jingle Special for ages 6 to 12, and a few outgoing royalty specials. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Michigan's attorney general wants a federal appellate panel in Cincinnati to move their lawsuit to shut down the Line 5 pipeline to state court. Attorney General Dana Nessel and indigenous and conservation groups were part of a demonstration Thursday in Cincinnati, highlighting what they say are the risks to their region from the Line 5 oil pipeline. More from Danielle Smith.
In the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, Nessel's office delivered oral arguments in a lawsuit asking to decommission the aging oil pipeline owned by Canadian company Enbridge. Nessel charges the company with putting its own profit above the state's natural resources. She told the crowd the case has been in limbo while Enbridge has requested it be moved from court to court.
This is a Michigan case brought under Michigan law by Michigan's chief law enforcement officer on behalf of the people of the state of Michigan, on behalf of our Great Lakes, and it belongs in a Michigan court.
More than 60 tribal nations support the motion to bring the case back to Michigan. They contend the pipeline operates illegally through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation in northern Wisconsin. Enbridge acknowledges Line 5 was built in the 1950s, but says it is monitored 24/7. The dual pipeline continues under the Straits of Mackinac in Michigan. David Holtz on the Sierra Club Board of Directors says the prospect of an oil pipeline rupturing in the Great Lakes would be catastrophic to Michigan, the region, and the entire country.
This over 70-year-old pipeline that has deteriorated and being held up by anchor supports in currents in the Great Lakes that have the power of the Niagara Falls. It's a really, really risky proposition.
He adds President Joe Biden has the power today to step in and revoke a permit, which would shut the pipeline down. I'm Danielle Smith, Michigan News Connection.
Two binding referendum questions regarding how elections are run in the state will appear on ballots statewide April 2nd. One asks if private funding should be excluded from supporting election administration. The other, if anyone other than election officials should conduct elections. Both would amend the state constitution if passed. Common Cause Wisconsin is opposed to both amendments. Executive Director Jay Heck believes they could disenfranchise voters, but also thinks this is not a good way to go about making laws. These measures passed with only Republican support.
Most people don't understand them, and they'll just say, well, that sounds reasonable, and they'll vote for them. And that's what the proponents are counting on, is that people will, you know, just say, fine, this looks fine to me. We just don't think that's a good way to make law or to put things that actually hinder elections rather than promote them.
The Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty supports both amendments. Research Director Will Flanders believes they'll make elections more secure.
We have over 140 amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution. Some are of a really high quality, and some are not. Some have been reversed over time. But I think, again, because this involves election integrity, which is a vital sort of part of our political process, this is absolutely something that's worth looking at a constitutional amendment for.
Flanders pointed out that 27 other states have passed similar laws after 2020. Lincoln and Bryce County voters passed a similar advisory referendum question in the 2022 midterm election. The Oneida County Board passed an advisory resolution in 2022 insisting that private donations not be used for election administration. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.